Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 17, Texts 2 and 3. Shimta yamti ekaya buddhya. Mahapurusham Ishvaram Pragrijendriya Dushtashvam Manasa Buddhisarati Shintayamti Ekaya Buddhya Mahapurusham Ishvaram Pragrihyendriya Dushtashvam Manasa Buddhisarati Shintayantyekaya Buddhya Mahapurusham Ishvaram Pragrihyendriya Dushtashvam Manasa Buddhisarati. Mahapurusham Ishvaram. Manasa Buddhisarati. Shintayantyekayat Buddhya Mahapurushan Ishvara Pragrihendriya Dushtasvam Manasa Buddhisarati Shintayantyekayat Buddhya Mahapurushan Ishvaram Shintayanti Ekayat Buddhya Vaishnavis Shintayanti Ekayat Buddhya Mahapurusha Nishvaram Shintayanti, constantly thinking. Kaya, with one attention, Buddha and intelligence, Mahapurusham, upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ishvaram, the Supreme Controller, Lord Vishnu, Pragrihya, completely controlling, Indriya, the senses, Dusta, formidable, powerful, Aishvam, horses, Manasa, by the mind, Buddhisarati, with the help of intelligence, the chariot driver, Manaha, the mind, Cha, also, Eka Agraya, with full attention, Buddhya, with the intelligence, Bhagavati, and to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Akila Atmani, the Supreme Soul, the Super Soul of all living entities, Vasudeva, and to Lord Vasudeva, Samhadaya, keeping full attention, Chachara, executed, Ha, thus, Payaha Bratam, the ritualistic ceremony known as Payo Brata. Translation and purpose of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. With full undiverted attention, Aditi thought of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and in this way brought under full control her mind and senses, which resembled forceful horses. She concentrated her mind upon the Supreme Lord Vasudev. Thus, she performed the ritualistic ceremony known as Payo Brata. Please repeat, with full undiverted attention. Aditi thought of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in this way, brought under full control her mind and senses, which resemble forceful horses. She concentrated her mind upon the Supreme Lord, Vasudev. Thus she performed the ritualistic ceremony known as Payo Brata. Purport. This is the process of Bhakti Yoga. Anya vilasita sunyam yana karmati anavritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhaktir uktama. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitic activities or philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service. One simply has to concentrate upon the lotus feet of Vasudev Krishna. Savai mana Krishna padarabhindayo. Then the mind and senses will be controlled, and one can engage himself fully in the devotional service of the Lord. The devotee does not need to practice the Hatha Yoga system to control the mind and senses. His mind and senses are automatically controlled because of unalloyed devotional service to the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chaksurum Militanjena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupam Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadam Vikam Bandeham Sri Gurum Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sagrayatam Sahagana Ragunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Pariyanam Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhamspitam Cha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Takta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Suta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Taruvyascha Kripa Sindhuvya Evacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Nyaya Pataka Swami Dinamini Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinamini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pakshastya Dishatarine Hare Krishna. Thank you everybody for coming, for having some tolerance by listening to my talk. I'm very unqualified. Okay, it's very interesting how in the text itself the word attention is mentioned, and it's very important because by Aditi having full undiverted attention, she was able to control her mind. So let's divide this text first, attention and then mind, and the result of controlling the mind is she concentrated her mind upon the Supreme Lord Vasudev. So as aspiring devotees, we should follow in the footsteps of Aditi. What that means? To learn how to have attention. Attention in our practice of devotional life, attention in our devotional service. It's very important, so important that Prabhupada, he mentioned that in the commentary of Vipanashakavarti Thakur, of the famous verse, Bhavyasayarmi Kavudir Eke Hakurunandana. So Vipanashakavarti Thakur, in the comments of this text, he explains that unless we have focus of full undiverted attention or, you know, into the spiritual master, the orders of the spiritual master, there is not a way of we getting free of this material entangled. So the result of having full attention, he says in the text, is that she was able to control her mind. And that's the point. The whole point in devotional life is to learn how to control the mind. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that when we get out in the morning, we should beat the mind with the shoes, and then before we go into bed, we should beat the mind with the broom. And that has a meaning also. You know? It has a meaning because the shoes of whom? Of the spiritual master. And what it means, the shoes of the spiritual master, means that we immediately will get out from bed, we put the instruction of the spiritual master first. And then at night, because the tendency is to accumulate dirt, because we are conditioned souls, we get the broom and we sweep the mind. We take out all the impurities that we had accumulated during the day. So that is the the mind. To control the mind is very, very important. There's so many things that we can talk about the mind. The mind can be our enemy. It can be our best friend, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. We all have different conditions of mind. you know, it's a subtle energy. Some people, so-called spiritualistic people, they confuse the sensation of the mind as if the mind was, or is the soul. But actually it's not. So we gotta be very aware in that regard. The mind is a subtle material energy. And it's material, it's not spiritual. Like, for example, in association with another person, we develop certain qualities, certain characteristics. The same. The mind, when you get in association with another person, if you are not strong enough, you can be influenced by another person's mind, stage of mind. So the importance of controlling the mind, and also to have a very strong mind in Krishna consciousness. What means is to fill the mind with the chanting of the holy name, with a full program of Krishna consciousness. So that is the way how we control the mind. Prabhupada mentioned in the purport that the process of Hatha Yoga, we can mention many other processes, but Prabhupada mentioned Hatha Yoga does not help in the execution of devotional service or for controlling the mind. The same topic was brought to Krishna by Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita. When, you know, Arjuna presents to Krishna that, yeah, you are mentioning to me all this process for controlling the mind, but it's very difficult. It's very difficult to control the mind. And then Krishna, in the next chapters, he explains devotional service. You know, man mana bhava mag bhakto. That is the way to control the mind. By thinking, concentrate all ourselves in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev. Another thing very interesting in this text is how Prabhupada, just at the beginning of this purport, he starts mentioning this very famous verse, which describes what is devotional service, what is actually pure devotional service. And Rupa Goswami has elaborated so many pages in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, just for explaining the substance of this verse, Anya Vilasita Sunyam, Jana Karmanya Navritam, Anukulyena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhaktir Uptamam. It's like if you go to buy gold, so you must have some idea what is pure gold means. Otherwise you can be cheated, right? Or anything. If you want to get or to know something, you should know the object that you want to get. The same, if you want to get pure devotional service, we must know what is pure devotional service. And he explained pure devotional service is that actions, activities with no material motivation, which is interrupted, and which is free of karma, free activities, jhana, material speculation, and activities in the service of the Lord, basically. You know, the Rupa Goswami explains that. So, the principles of devotional service, like Aditi, she got this benefit by performing this Payobrata. Rupa Goswami explains that the first item for realizing this pure devotional service starts with hearing. Sravanam. Hearing is very important. Hearing and then chanting and then remembering. These three are very important. There is more, but these three are very important. Hearing, chanting, and remember. About whom? About Krishna. Krishna or his devotees. And this is what the Srimad Bhagavatam is all about. The Srimad Bhagavatam is all about Krishna and his devotees. Some acharyas, they say that the Srimad Bhagavatam describes the pastimes of devotees who are in in the process of getting prema bhakti, how they struggle, all the struggles they go through until they reach prema bhakti. And then the Srimad Bhagavatam, some acharyas explain, also deals with devotees who already got prema bhakti. For example, the inhabitants of Vrindavan. That is in the 10th canto. That is the Srimad Bhagavatam. And by hearing, for example, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very, very, very fond of listening to the pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj, for example. No, Dhruva Maharaj, initially, he was conditioned soul. But by following the instruction of Narada Muni, he got perfection. So he is one of the examples of those who are mentioned in the Bhagavatam that are in the process of getting prema bhakti. And then we have the inhabitants of Vrindavan that they already have prema bhakti. Like, for example, in our cases, we are asking to the deities, the spiritual master, for protection. Please protect me in my devotional service. But the devotion of the inhabitants of Vrindavan is so high that they are asking for Krishna being protected, for the protection of Krishna. It's something that is beyond our understanding. We are asking Krishna for protection, but they want to protect Krishna. It's something very high. So that is also one of the topics that Srimad Bhagavatam deals with. Another very important point is that Krishna is always, always there, available 24 hours, very attentive, just waiting for us to call him. Because he is He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate. What does that mean? He Krishna Karuna, he is an ocean of mercy. He is very merciful. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu. He is the friend of the poor. But not materially poor. Spiritually poor. Because materially poor is very relative. You know? He is the friend of the poor. And we can see that, like for example, it's very easy in this material world to become puffed up. The conditioned soul, we have this contamination, this tendency of for nothing just, you know, think ourselves great, think ourselves to be very puffed up. Like, for example, in the pastime of Dronacharya and Drupada. They were friends when they were in the Gurukula. They were kids. They grew up together. And one time, they were playing, and then Drupada, in a very nice mood, told Dronacharya, when they were kids, said, Drupada, if in the future, I get wealth, I will share with you as much as you want. Okay, so they were joking and the time passed by when they grew up. By arrangements of the destiny, Drupada became a very powerful king. And Dronacharya, he remained being a very simple Brahmana. Simple Brahmana, and very poor Brahmana also. So he was so poor that he could not provide to his son Aswatthama milk. Can you imagine? So cow is very well protected in Vedic culture. Cows are everywhere, but this Brahmana was so poor that he was not able to give a glass of milk to his son Aswatthama. Even once, Aswatthama's friends, they were playing and they jokingly, in a glass of water, they put some white powder, mix it up. And then, you know, seems like a milk, and they give it to Aswatthama. And he drink it, and he found out that it was no milk. And he was feeling very ashamed. So Dronacharya, you know, he was lamenting, so I am not able to provide milk to my son. And he remembered, oh, my friend from my childhood, Drupada, I remember he told me, if I need something in the future, I must go to him. And he will provide to me whatever I want. And the only thing I want is just one cow. So he went searching for Drupada. And when he went into the palace, this poor Brahmana, Dronacharya, and he met Drupada. He said, you remember me? I'm Dronacharya. We were friends. So what do you want? My situation is that I am a very poor Brahmana. I cannot afford meal to my son. And could you please, I remember that you offered to me when we were child, to share with me your wealth, if you will get it in the future. So I ask him to you just for one cow. I just want one cow. And Drupada, the response was, friendship exists only amongst equals. So we are not equals. Get out from here. So Dronacharya, he left. But those words really hurt his heart. You know, when you are very close related to someone who is very dear to you, and that person used his words to say something which is very hurt to your heart, is very painful. It's more painful than hear it from someone which is not close to you or someone else. That you can go on the street or you can go outside and somebody can tell you whatever they want, garbage to you, you don't care. But if someone very dear to you, use very harsh words upon you, that is very painful. So Dronacharya left with pain in his heart, and he promised that Drupada will pay for that. So he performed very, very severe austerities. And he became a very, very powerful. From Brahmana, he became a very powerful Kshatriya. He developed Kshatriya qualities. And he was able to educate in the military science, Arjuna, all the Pandavas, all the Kurus. They were his students. When they graduated, you know, the custom is that you offer to your guru, it's called Dakshin. So all the students were going up to Dronacharya giving Dakshin. When Arjuna came saying, my guru dead, what can I give you? Dronacharya said, Arjuna, I want you to go to Drupada's kingdom and you should bring him here. I want Drupada to be my servant. So Arjuna said, but he's my family's friend, you know. But Dronacharya says, it's my order. So as a good student, Arjuna went, he fought with Drupada's armies, he defeated all of them, he captured Drupada, and he brought Drupada to Dronacharya. And Dronacharya humiliated Drupada and made Drupada his servant. Anyway, the pastime goes on. But now we go to another pastime. And then we're going to see how this relates. The pastime of Lord Krishna and Sudama Vipra, Sudama Brahmana. That's why Krishna is called Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpati. This Brahmana, the same. They were friends in their childhood. Very close friends. And they grew up, as we know, Krishna from Vrindavan. He went to Dwarka, he became a very prominent king, the king of Dwarka, very wealthy. And this Brahmana, Sudama, he remained very poor, very poor. And he got married, and his wife, she remembered, she said, oh, you have a very wealthy friend, you know, Lord Krishna. And I know for sure if you go and whatever you ask, he will give it to you. You know, please go. And he said, no, actually I am okay. I don't need nothing. No, but you should go. Because we are grihastas and we need some asses. Anyway, he went to see Lord Krishna. And what Lord Krishna did, he worshipped this Brahmana first. He worshipped Sudama Brahmana. And even Sudama Brahmana, even that he was there because his wife induced him to go there, actually with the intention of asking Lord Krishna for something, he didn't ask to Lord Krishna. But Lord Krishna knew his intention. He knew his intention. And what Krishna gave him? A huge palace. When he came back home, he found a very great, great palace. That is the difference of someone who becomes Bhaktav of nothing, you know, Drupada, and the difference of Krishna and Krishna's devotees. Because Krishna's devotees, they are also Dinabandhu. Dinabandhu. They are Ocean of Mercy, and they are also Jagatpate. Because they are Dinabandhu, they are Jagatpate, they are able to give mercy. That's why for mercy, it's better to go to the devotee rather than going to Krishna, in one sense. Because the devotee is more merciful than the Lord. That's the truth. But how we become attracted to Krishna's beauty? It's talking more into the qualities of Krishna, because Krishna has so many qualities. He says that first we get attracted to the philosophical aspect of the absolute truth. We like the philosophy. No, it makes sense. We are not this body. I'm suffering. Oh, I gotta stop suffering. This philosophy makes sense. And you know, the most of material nature are acting, and how the karma works. So we enjoy the philosophy. And Krishna very expertly, he captured us by the philosophy. But what is the result when you approach Krishna? It's mentioned by Rupa Goswami. He says that suffering stops and then all the auspicious things come to you. So we approach to Krishna because of the philosophy and then all the auspiciousness comes to us. And then Krishna very expertly, very gradually, he starts melted our heart with his beauty, with his sweetness. Very expertly. And that is our process. We all here because we got Prabhupada's books, because we like the philosophy. But what the philosophy says, and Krishna very, very expertly, very gradually, he is giving us this taste for his beauty, for his sweetness. And unless we not become attached to his beauty, to his sweetness, it will be very difficult to get a higher taste. Because the higher taste actually is there in Krishna's sweetness. That is how, this is one of the weapons of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's weapons, one of his weapons, his personal weapons, is his beauty. Like for example, Gaur Nithai or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's in Jagannath Puri, but he's always, his mind is always dwelling in Vrindavan. Dwarkadish is in Dwarka, but every night he's dreaming in Vrindavan. And who is Jagannath? It's the ecstasy of Krishna having separation of Vrindavan. So that is our philosophy. And what happened in Vrindavan? Many sweet pastimes. Like for example, we know Krishna is a very naughty personality, naughty boy. He steals butter, yogurt, ghee, and many different things. So once he was running because Yasoda Mataji was chasing Krishna because he was still in battle. And he went into one of his neighbor's home to hide, you know. So he went into the house running, and the guy said, "Hey, what are you doing here?" He said, "Oh, please, please, you gotta help me hiding from my mother. My mother is, she's went to chastising me, beating me for nothing. Please, please." "But what, you know?" And then in the house, there was one pot. It's like a, you know, like a water pot, but big container. The person said, "Okay, you can hide in that pot. It's more, you know, nobody will see you there." And then Krishna, whoop, he went into that container. And Yasoda Mataji came into the house. "Oh, I saw my son coming in here. Do you see Krishna?" No, I haven't seen your son. No, no, no. "Oh, no, no, but I saw he came here." "No, no, no, Mata, you are confused. Please, please get out from here. He's not here. I don't want to have problems with you. He's not here." And Yasoda Mataji left. And then Krishna, he get out from that container, from that pot, and he said, "Thank you. Thank you very much. You saved me from my mom. And because I'm very thankful of you, ask me anything you want. Anything you want. I'll give you anything you want." And this person said, "Okay. Okay. I want liberation. I want to be free of this material existence." And then Krishna said, "Okay, I give you mukta, liberation." Which for the devotee, that means prema. Don't get confused. And then Krishna was leaving, and this person said, wait, Krishna, come, please. Could you please give prema also to that pot, to that container?" Okay, prema bhakti. So, what does that mean? That means is that if you become dear to the devotee of the Lord, that devotee of the Lord will be your sponsorship for you going back to Godhead. He will sign a petition, you know. Right now there is so many petitions, petition for this, petition for this, that. He is going to sign the petition for you going back to Godhead. You got to become dear to the devotee of the Lord. And that is how at least we will have some hope of going back to Godhead. Like Krishna, he is so merciful. What this path did, this path cannot speak, he cannot talk. But just because he was very dear to this person, Krishna gave him prema bhakti. So how we can get, or how we can become dear to the devotee of the Lord? By serving, in our case, by serving Srila Prabhupada's mission. By serving Srila Prabhupada's mission, or by assisting those who are serving Srila Prabhupada's mission. That's how we become very dear to the Lord. You know? Like, for example, Prabhupada said, "My books are very dear to me." See? Books. Prabhupada said, "My books are my life and soul." So if you try to understand Prabhupada's teachings by reading his books, by explaining his books to others, or by reaching these books out to others, you become very dear to Srila Prabhupada. And what are these books? Narada Muni explains what are these books. He says in the first canto, Narada Muni says that Bad Bisargo Jana Tagabi Prabhu Yasmin Pratya Slokan Abhakti Abhatyapi Namani Anastasia Yaso Ankitani Yat Srimbanti Gayanti Hrinanti Sadhava. The first one who put the Vedas down, written down, was Vyasadev. And here Narada Muni is telling Vyasadev that thing that he's putting down is meant to create a revolution. And what Prabhupada brought? Prabhupada brought the essence of those teachings that Vyasadev got from Narada Muni. And what does that mean? That these books are meant to create a revolution. And the translation says, on the other hand, Narada Muni is speaking to Vyasadev, That literature, which is full of descriptions of the transcendental glories of the name, fame, forms, pastimes, etc., of the unlimited supreme lore, is a different creation, full of transcendental words directed towards bringing about a revolution in the impious lives of this world misdirected civilization. Such transcendental literatures, even though imperfectly composed, are heard, sung, and accepted by purified men who are truly honest. This is Srila Prabhupada's translation. This is a revolution movement. And many of us joined the Hare Krishna movement because of Prabhupada's books. I joined this Krishna consciousness movement because of Prabhupada's books. Somebody gave me a book, very small book, and I decided to visit the temple and I'm here. So that's why Krishna very expertly, you see, philosophy, Krishna gives his books. You know, Krishna wants to call our attention. And then everything comes okay after that. And then he wants us to become attracted to his sweetness, to develop that taste for Krishna's pastimes. Otherwise, our heart is so contaminated, we have so many impurities, so many desires, so many attachments, so many anarthas, you know. So we need to get that higher taste. Anyway, I'm going to stop here. Any questions, comments? Prabhu?
Thank you for your class, Prabhu. I just wanted to share word that struck to me was the undiverted attention. Share the experience about 2 weeks ago, Mongol Arctic, and right at, you know, samsara prayers, my iPhone was in silencer, and it buzzed in my chest. And I answered the iPhone. It was morning here, but somewhere in the world, it's, you know, also very daytime. And a devotee emailed me, and I answered immediately the email, and in the temple, and hold and behold, Mother Pavaka approached me. And I've never seen her so angry. And she was so angry at me and said, it is not right for you to answer your phone in the temple. And she was so angry. It's like Krishna talking to her, and you're dealing with Krishna right now. And immediately I realized like Krishna is talking to her, and I remember when I was working with the Philippine government, and I was a trade mission officer. I was taking care of very big people. One party was the Swiss prince, the prince of Sweden, with 20 CEOs. One of them was the president of Volvo. And I matched them with the meeting with the then president of the Philippines. And right in this room where the meeting was going on, you can hear a pin drop. Very quiet and focused. There's a lot of protocol involved. These are big people. The chair who's going to sit here, who's going to sit in front of the president, who's going to sit in front of the prince. It's a lot of things involved, protocol. And you cannot make a mistake. And I was thinking like that, and I was looking at Krishna.
Yeah.
You're dealing with God. He's a big guy. He's the God. He's the Jagannath. He's the universe. He's the king. He's the Lord of the universe. And you're dealing with him with partial attention. You cannot do that. He's very personal. You know, Mother Yashoda is his mother. He's a very, very exalted personality. When she put her down because the milk was boiling, what did he do? No, he picked up a stone when she dropped him. He threw where she's dealing with the milk. She burst the pots of milk that she was so attentive to. So you see, he's very personal. That's why when say on the holy names, that's Krishna, one of the offense is to chant inattentive. Right? So immediately, I've never seen Mother Pavaka so angry. So immediately I offered my obeisance and said, Mother, I promise you I will not use my iPhone in the temple room ever again.
Yeah, Hari Bol. Any other question?
Hare Krishna.
Devi.
Thank you for a very nice class, Prabhuji. So many nice pastimes that you described and evoked interesting feelings in everyone's heart, I'm sure. There was one that you spoke of, and that was the story of how Dronacharya and King Drupada. I don't know which, there are numerous translations, but the one that I heard puts Dronacharya into a completely different light than possibly the one that you gave. You ended the story by saying that Drupada became the servant of Dronacharya.
I was saying that this the pastime goes on, but I wanted to make that particular point. So the pastime keeps going on, but my point was to make the point how Krishna is very grateful, Krishna is very friend of the poor, when someone approached to Krishna for something.
No, I'm talking about the Dronacharya.
Okay.
Now, you're in the wrong pastime, so please listen carefully. The point was that made, that you did make, is that Dronacharya made Drupada his servant eventually when Arjun captured him, brought him to Dronacharya, and when that happened, King Drupada became no longer the king. In other words, Arjun technically would be the king, but since he was doing that as a service to his spiritual master, Dronacharya, Dronacharya became the king of Panchala, north and south. So now Drupada, who wouldn't want to even give him anything, now no longer had a kingdom. So the interesting thing that happened, when a Kshatriya tries to punish or take revenge, he tries to kill generally. But Dronacharya, being a Brahmin, acting as a Kshatriya, but he was essentially a Brahmin. Being a Brahmin, his business, as far as vengeance went, was to instruct, to guide him, and to help him to understand that the characteristic that he displayed was completely inappropriate, and he had become proud, he had become arrogant, he had become condescending as a result of his position, and as a result of that, he had forgotten the promise that he had made when he was a child and said, I will give you my wealth. Actually, he said, I will give you my kingdom. And now, but Dronacharya never came to get the kingdom, and as you nicely said, all he wanted to do is just get enough wealth to cow to feed his family. So the point that happened is that when Drupada was presented to Dronacharya, he went up in the chariot, and Dronacharya said, "Well, what do we have here?" And Drupada was feeling very ashamed and very downcast, and he said to King Drupada, he said, well, at one time, you said that only equals can associate with one another. Isn't that right? Drupada kept quiet. He was feeling so crushed. He said, isn't that right? Only equals can associate. Now, and you would not associate with me because we were unequal. I was just a poor Brahmin, and you were a wealthy Kshatriya. So now I have your kingdom. I am the king of your kingdom. Now you have nothing. So should I associate with you now or not? He kind of put him at a pinching. So Drupada again remained quiet. He said, well, you know, we were friends when we were young. And I actually liked your association when we were young. And I actually like you very much. Unfortunately, I don't particularly like the characteristic that you displayed when I came and visited you. So he said, since you say, and since it is your belief that only equals can associate, how would you like to become my equal now? Since you're small and I'm big, I'm the king and you have nothing. So Drupada looked up and his eyes kind of lit up for a moment. And so he said, become equal? He says, yes. He said, because we were friends, and in order for us to be friends again, you would have to have a kingdom. I have your kingdom now, so why don't we do this? There is North Panchala, and there is South Panchala. I own both of them. Suppose I were to give you South Panchala, and I keep North Panchala. And so Drupada said, what? He said, yes. And you know what? I will do this out of friendship. Since you are basically a king, inherently a king, you grew up as a kshatriya, you will feel very, very miserable without a kingdom and maybe even very vengeful. The only way that I feel I could be a friend to you is to give you half of your kingdom back. So Drupada said, you would do this? He said, yes, I will do this. We will sign the treaty right now. You are now the king of southern Panchala. I am the king of northern Panchala. But it didn't end there. Because as I said, a person who's a kshatriya and has had some property taken away, which was his family land, he still had not the kind of vengeance that Dronacharya had, which is to instruct. He wanted to kill, yes, kill Dronacharya, yeah, but taking that property away. And not only this, but he took instruction from Dronacharya, who gave it to him out of his heart, out of with love and understanding, taught him many of the skills that he himself had, which Drupada would then try to use to kill him with. So ultimately, he did kill him, not directly, but with his son, Drishtadyumna. So the point of this is that I really wanted to make is Brahmins, true Brahmins, do not wish to use vengeance to hurt and to kill and to harm and to insult, but really to uplift, to instruct, to give guidance so that the king... So you can see, although he took the instruction, but it rankled in his heart that something could be taken away from him, therefore he still desired to kill him, even though he had been treated so hospitably and so lovingly.
Thank you. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.